writing class, and it's like, I'm legit just focused on nothing but Kim.
Yeah, that's what's up.
I'm happy that I just took all of those, got them all out of the way, and just Kim all the way.
For sure.
But it was kind of sad. I'm going on with my story. I'll let you go ahead.
Oh, it's cool. All right, so you could just state your name for me.
Yeah, Andrew.
Andrew Gomez. Yeah. All right. And when are you expecting to graduate?
Ooh, now I'm expected to graduate. That's confusing. Either summer or fall. I'm going to say summer.
Summer.
No, fall. I don't know why I said summer. I mean fall. I'm going to say fall to be extra safe.
2019?
Yeah. Because it is. That's a complicated. It sucks, dude. Because since I transferred, mm-hmm. and all I had to do was like all like the major classes, since I didn't reach 120 units, they want me to do like a bunch of electives. So I'm like, I don't want to waste time and money working on a bunch of electives, easy classes just to get the grade and just to get the points.
Right.
And I can start working on completing like the prereqs for the program. So I told them, all right, well, can I use those classes instead? They're like, yeah, you can definitely do that. But to get into those prereqs, I have to take chemistry. But to get into the chemistry, I have to take like a math and a chemistry
right.
to get into it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, dude, that's dumb. That's gonna push me back even to 2020. So one of the Sorensen, he mm-hmm. told me, all right, if you've heard of Southern California University of Health Sciences, he was like, if you transfer there, you could do your prereqs for chemistry and physics, and then you're done. You don't have to do any prereqs to get into those classes. So I was like, dude, I'm glad he told me that. Because now, like, if I could take those during the summer, mm-hmm. then I'll be on track. Technically, I'm done in summer, but I don't know if you could, like, walk or, like, get your degree in summer, you know? So,
right.
Fall? I'm gonna say fall.
Okay, for sure. So, well, why did you choose AES?
Oh, I hope it doesn't sound heartless or anything, but I just wanted to go through the fastest route to be a physical therapist. Because when I called to make sure, like, okay, what is the best route to be a physical therapist, they're like, okay, you can either do health professions mm-hmm. or you can do AES. And I told them, okay, so there's two routes. Is one better than the other? Is, well, like, what's the difference? They're like, oh, okay, for health professions, you have to take a couple extra classes. And I was like, so that's the only difference. I have to take a couple extra classes. They're like, yeah, other than that, they're the same requirements, the same prereqs, the same everything. I was like, wow, okay, thank you for telling me that. If I could become a physical therapist with less classes, less time, less money, mm-hmm. cool, I'll do that route. So I went AES.
Gotcha. So what certifications do you have?
Ooh, right now, I'm just certified in CPR and basic life support through Red Cross. Which, if you end up taking a KIN 220, mm-hmm. One of the things is like you have to pay like $60, and then at the end you take a test and you get certified for both.
Alright, that's pretty easy. The better route to take. So after you graduate, what do you plan to do?
Oh, okay. So this is really good, because this is where it gets like a little complicated. Mm-hmm. So the deadline for the program is October 1st or October 31st. And since if I'm done during the summer, I want to right away apply for the program. And then during that time, I want to stick to, since next semester, I'm going to be doing an internship and I still need to do like complete like the credits and stuff mm-hmm. for the service. So I figured, okay, if I complete that, then during the summer or during after the summer, once I get like the degree or whatever, I want to continue on doing like the internship, volunteering, and still get like more experience. Mm-hmm. And I got an offer from one of my professors right now for fitness management. He sent me an email saying like, oh, hey, I really think you should like try interning over for Regen. And it's, I forgot what the details were in the email, but he said that I would have to get interviewed. And then hopefully, like, if I get in and whatever, that I will be working with someone who used to work at Casa Colina. Mm-hmm. And he was, like, the rehab... He was, like, the main head of the rehab area department. So I figured, okay, cool. Like, that's perfect. If I get in there and I intern there long enough and I keep volunteering, hopefully I can have him, the director, write a recommendation. Perfect. Yeah. If so, hopefully, because I guess you need like a physical therapist and like two professors or something like that. And so hopefully he's one of them that can be able to write one of the letters of rec, especially since I guess APU is really connected to Casa Colina.
Right.
So hopefully having him, Casa Colina previous, like, I get a better chance to get in. So that's what I want to do after I graduate, just keep volunteering while waiting at the same time to get approval for the program.
So what's your ultimate career goal?
Oof. Right now, I'm really set on physical therapy, but every once in a while, I kind of like, I waddle between that and being a chiropractor.
Chiropractor?
Yeah, because that is just, it sounds funny, but I've been watching like a lot more YouTube videos on this, on this doctor called Dr. Rahim. He's over located in like Los Angeles, and just seeing at like how he comes about, or like seeing his process, seeing the questions he asks, and just hearing the responses from those, from those, from the, from his clients, just like, oh yeah, I've gotten x-rays, I've gone to specialists, and they've all told me like, I'm pretty much, I'm messed up, like I have irritable bowel syndrome, I can't do anything about it, it's something I was born with, or I've had problems with like my neck or something, but that's just because I was like born with it or something. And he has them tell them stories, their stories of when they were little, and he gets more out of that than what anyone else is pretty much saying like in the field, like, oh no, his stomach is based off of like what he eats and stuff, and it's not, it's based on like the signal from the brain going down, and it's like how he, how he's able to operate, and like how he's able to like, all right, I'm gonna crack this one spot, your pain is relieved, and you don't have any more symptoms, when you eat you don't feel bloated, you don't have as many headaches. So it's pretty cool, like, all right, doing that you can affect someone's life a lot. Whereas being a physical therapist, I don't really know as much, but I do know like they do care for the people, they do like one-on-one stuff, but they're not like, yeah, they're hands-on, but I feel like a chiropractor is more of like, okay, I'm gonna set it into place and you can recover a lot faster, especially since you're aligned, you're in alignment, you've been readjusted and everything, so now all you have to do is work on perfecting that. Yeah, instead of being a physical therapist where, okay, you see someone's misaligned and you're just constantly strengthening until their bones get pulled into realignment. And honestly, I have that problem right now, especially since I've tried getting help for my shoulder since I got it, like, I forgot what it was called, like hyper extended during wrestling. And I've gotten x-ray, I've gotten physical therapy from Kaiser, and what's dumb is that, like, some physical therapist, the person that I saw, she was like, okay, like, I think it's your rhomboids, like, work them out a certain way. And so I was doing that for a little bit, right? But and then I had class in 220, and they were like, okay, if you want to activate your lower traps, your middle trap, your upper trap, you're going to do these movements. And if you want to work out your rhomboids, it's this movement. But when they mentioned that, it didn't match up to what Kaiser was saying. So I was like, dude, Kaiser's already giving me false information. So it's like, I got to kind of either learn it on my own and fix it and make sure that I'm that one person that like other people can really rely on,
right,
and not get misinformation. So it's either physical therapist or chiropractor.
So what would be some general advice you have for a college freshman or transfer coming to APU, since you were a transfer yourself?
Yeah. Best recommendation would be knock out as many classes as you can over there. You're gonna save yourself a lot of money and you're gonna save yourself a huge amount of stress not having to deal with, I gotta do English but also have to do a kin assignment but also have to do a math assignment. Like, all your focus is on one subject and that one subject revolves around your whole schedule. So I have 5 kin classes, and every single class, they all have pretty much like the same information. So it's really easy to grasp a concept because it's like, oh, I learned that from my other class. Oh, I learned that from my other class. Oh, I learned that from corrective exercise. And it's like, everything revolves around each other. So it's kind of cool.
Have you ever had a sports injury that made you specifically want to become in this field?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's when I dislocated my shoulder. I was wrestling with the coach, and the coach got me in like a half Nelson. And he applied, a little too much pressure, or he let all his weight onto me, and my arm couldn't take it, so I dislocated my shoulder. And that's when that whole story of like, okay, I went to go check it out. X-ray said, no, I'm good. The physical therapist gave me false information. So I'm kind of like, okay, you know what? Like, who can I really go to be able to like, hey, Professor Sorensen, like, do you think you can help me out? Hey, Professor Dudley, do you think you can help me out? Like, it's hard because they have other stuff to deal with outside of like teaching. So it's like, dude, I want to ask as many questions as I can to help myself, but I don't want to go in for like a free evaluation from them. Like, hey, can you like check me out real quick? I'll do like every single thing you want me to do so you can see what's wrong with my shoulder.
Right.
So I figured, you know what, like, best thing to do, go into the field, ask questions, see like, okay, this is what I can do. I can help out my cousins now. I can help out my uncles. So it all started with my shoulder getting dislocated, or I should say subluxed. Subluxation. Is she gonna hear like the whole? She's gonna hear the whole thing.
Yeah, I have to post it on my blog.
Oh damn! Yeah. No pressure. Cool.
I mean, I could trim it.
Yeah, I was like, dude, I'm going off tangent so much.
Are you good? Really do you have anybody in your family that's involved with AES or kinesiology?
Nope. I am the only one. I have two cousins that are going into nursing. I had one cousin that wanted to go into physical therapy, but I don't know, I guess he got distracted and now he's going for like air conditioning. Yeah. So yeah, I'm the only one in my field right now.
Sure. What do you enjoy the most about kinesiology?
Ooh. Kinesiology. I enjoy most about kinesiology. That's a good one, honestly. I enjoy everything like all together, because you just pretty much learn how everything works together. It's not like one class specifically talks about like one subject, right? Like, it talks about everything, how everything's linked together. So like in 290 you learn, well, Maddie taught us about like the kinetic chain and how your feet influence like your ankle, how it influences your knee, to influence your hip, to influence like your lumbar, and it just continuously goes. So, you know what? I'll probably say that was probably like my funnest experience. That's probably like the best part, to figure out like, okay, everything is all linked up together, all by like the feet, since that's like the thing that's closest to the ground, that is on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So everything, if I have a bad shoulder, it could be because I have excessive pronation at the foot, so my knee ends up collapsing and going into like valgus, and my hips is gonna start working a little bit less. It's gonna have to compensate a little bit, and then so my alignment's gonna be off pretty much. So that's honestly my favorite. That, and I learned how to juggle in her class.
Right.
So that one's really fun. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Well, that's actually all the questions I have for you at this moment, but. Thanks again, Andrew.
Yeah, bro.
And
it was good.
Look forward to talking to you again.
Likewise. And if you have anything else, let me...